T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
the loony lefties getting a little testy these days. Pelosi today losing it with James Rosen, reporter for Sinclair News. Don't mess with me! Don't mess with me! And Biden getting into a knockdown drag out with somebody at one of his events in Iowa who had the temerity to ask him a hard question. We'll hear from all of these loony lefties as they lost it today. As we get going here on, what is it again?
Happy National Cookie
Day.
No.
Cookies!
Not
that was yesterday.
That's right.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, okay, yesterday. Then.
What is today?
It's just a regular Thursday.
Oh. Not regular about it.
Okay. Are there cookies?
No.
How about coffee?
How about coffee?
Yes, there is that.
All right, fine.
Still not great.
It'll do for now.
When does the show start?
Starting now.
You bet. Good a time as any to get underway. Great to have you along as we get rolling here on the penultimate workday of the week. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number. It's 800-347-1063. If you prefer to text me, use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307 and my email address, bob@1063word.com. I mentioned yesterday how Drudge has taken a dramatic turn to the left in recent months. They used to be, you know, pretty much a go-to website for talking points and stories that the lamestream media wanted downplayed. In other words, things that conservatives like to read, but they have somewhat modified their approach here in recent months. I did take a look at them this morning. I still look at them occasionally to see what they're doing. And they had a poll on the Drudge website today. Who will be the Democrat nominee in 2020? Okay, now as of this morning, they had 11 hours worth of polling, 65,000, slightly more than 65,000 total votes. Creepy Uncle Joe was the number one choice, 32%. However, what I found curious, the number two choice in the poll, Hillary Rodham Pantsuit, Felonious Von Pantsuit, Hillary Clinton. Oh. Second in the poll with 24%. And then everybody else kind of had it divvied up. Interestingly, Doomberg was third in this poll with 16%, followed by Mayor Pete with 13%. Then Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, Princess Liar Watha was fifth with 10%, and creepy commie Uncle Bernie came in last among the selections they had for you to choose from with 5%. So hardly anybody in this poll feeling the burn. All right. Okay, so first of all, let's begin, shall we, with Nancy losing it today. No, I'll tell you what. Yeah, all right. Let's go ahead and go there first. Here is Nancy Pelosi at her news conference today, her regular weekly news conference, talking about the upcoming impeachment in the House. And then when she's finished, James Rosen, a reporter from Sinclair TV, asked her a question which she found insulting. And so The beat goes on. Here is Pelosi and her tete-a-tete with the reporter at the news conference today.
Catch them up, and we haven't asked anybody for a vote, nor will we. People will make their own mind up, their own minds up about what this is about.
Uh-huh.
Speaker, H.R. 3.
Thank you. Do you hate the president, Madam Speaker?
It was a little hard to hear because Rosen was sort of yelling the question from about 20 feet away. But what he asked Pelosi was, do you hate the president, Madam Speaker? At which point, Pelosi did an about-face and turned around and started tearing into the reporter.
Representative Collins, the reason I
ask. Catholic House, we don't hate anybody, not anybody in the world. So don't accuse me.
I did not accuse you.
You did.
I asked a question. Representative Collins yesterday suggested that the Democrats are doing this simply because they don't like the guy.
I have nothing to do with it. Let me just say this.
I think it's an important point.
I think the president is a coward when it comes to helping our kids who are afraid of gun violence. I think he is cruel when he doesn't deal with helping our dreamers, of which we're very proud. I think he's in denial about the climate crisis. However, that's about the election. This is about the election. Take it up in the election. This is about the Constitution of the United States and the facts that lead to the president's violation of his oath of office.
Uh-huh.
And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is a heart full of love and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time.
Yeah, sure you do.
So don't mess with me when it comes to words.
Yeah,
like
don't mess
that.
With me, kid. Well, there's Pelosi. What can you say? Yeah, raised as a Catholic. Is she even allowed to take communion with her position on killing babies? And if she is, why? I mean, you know, inquiring minds want to know. And then, of course, there is creepy Uncle Joe. He lashed out today at a town hall meeting that he had. Guy stood up and suggested to Biden that he was too old, said he had two problems with Biden. He's too old, and he got his kid the job working for the energy company in Ukraine. So here, the audio here is not the best you ever heard. We'll crank it up a little bit, see if you can hear it a little bit better. But the mics that they were using at the Biden event apparently came from Radio Shack. I don't know. Here's the audio from Biden getting testy.
I got a question I want you to answer. We all know Trump has been messing around in the Ukraine over there, holding their foreign aid for them to come up, saying they're going to investigate. We don't know. He's no back over there. But you, on the other hand, sent your son over there to get a job and work for a gas company that he had no experience with, absolutely nothing, in order to get access to the public for the president. So you're selling access to the president just like he is. So you got
to liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that. No.
Sorry, it was kind of resetting there, but Biden responded, you're a damn liar, man.
You see it on the TV. No, I know you do. And by the way, that's why I'm not sedentary. I get up and no, let him go. Look, the reason I'm running is because I've been around a long time and I know more than most people know.
Uh-huh.
And I can get things done. That's why I'm running. And you want to check my shape on, let's do push-ups together, man. Let's run. Let's do whatever you want.
So he's saying to the guy who accused Biden of being too old, well, let's do some push-ups. Let's see if you can beat me at push-ups. Whew. This is the guy who is leading in the polls. We can only hope, or as Pelosi would say, we can only pray that that Biden is a nominee. But it's curious in this polling data on Drudge that number two on the list was Hillary. By the way, who did a radio interview with Howard Stern and dropped another very unveiled hint that she is still looking at getting into the race. We'll see. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more as we cruise on here on Thursday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 321. So earlier in the day, before Pelosi lost it and went off on reporter James Rosen following her weekly news conference, Pelosi announcing in her usual arrogant way what we already knew, announcing officially the foregone conclusion. Well, the results of the impeachment inquiry by the House, including their 3-1 stacking yesterday before Jerry Nadler of the so-called constitutional legal experts, Pelosi saying, and I quote, "The president's actions have seriously violated the Constitution." Really? You want to tell me how, Nancy? How about give me something specific? How did he violate the Constitution? He is trying to corrupt once again the election for his own benefit. No, actually, that was Hillary and the DNC who were trying to corrupt the 2016 election for her own benefit. And it was the president looking into corruption in Ukraine that was trying to find out how they did it. The president has engaged in abuse of power. Actually, it is a constitutional requirement of the office of the president that where he believes there is corruption, he has an obligation to investigate it. And that's exactly what he did. That's using his power legally, not abusing it, Madam Speaker. Undermining our national security. How do you do that? Oh, by holding up temporarily the military aid to the Ukraine. Oh, that would be the military aid that Obama refused to give Ukraine for 8 years. Sadly, Pelosi said, yeah, right. Sadly, but with confidence and humility, are you kidding me? Does Pelosi have an ounce of humility in her body? With allegiance to our founders, that'll send Madison, Jefferson, the rest of them spinning in their graves. And a heart full of love for America. Mm-hmm. Today, I'm asking our chairman to proceed with articles of impeachment. The president responding, tweeting, if the Democrats are going to impeach me, do it now, fast. Let's get it into the Senate where we can get a fair trial. President also said Democrats have gone crazy. No, they're not crazy. They're just totally corrupt. And I would go so far as to say evil. In my email today, bob@1063word.com, Frank in Spartanburg writes me, being a lifelong Catholic, I'm disgusted by Pelosi using the religion as a shield against criticism. She was refused a meeting with the Pope years ago, mainly because of her stance on abortion. Now, with this diatribe today, It's time for her to be excommunicated. I would not want to be her when she goes to meet our father when her life is over. Pelosi, you are a terrible person and a fake Catholic, or Sino, C-I-N-O, Catholic in name only. Thank you for letting me vent, Bobby. I really needed that. Have a great day. From Frank in Spartanburg. Now, I played this yesterday in the bonus hour of the Bobby Mack Show, and having found it, I emailed the link to Tara to use this morning, and I'm sure she did. This is a flashback to 1989 when the subject of impeachment was Slick Willie. Hillary's lesser half, Bill. I want you to listen to me. Yeah, that guy. Now, listen to how the philosophical tables have turned. By the way, Nadler was really fat back in 1989. I guess he had the lap band surgery or something, because he was a big guy. Here he is talking about the effects of the impeachment on Bill Clinton. Now, listen to this.
The voters. We must not overturn an election and remove a president from office except to defend our system of government or our constitutional liberties against a dire threat. And we must not do so without an overwhelming consensus of the American people. There must never be a narrowly voted impeachment or an impeachment supported by one of our major political parties and opposed by the other.
Oh, you mean like it's going on right now, Nadler?
Such an impeachment will produce the divisiveness and bitterness in our politics for years to come.
Yeah, well, and who's responsible for that? Jerry, you and Adam Bullschiff and Pelosi and Chuck U. Schumer and the rest of them.
And we'll call into question the very legitimacy of our political institutions. The American people have heard the allegations against the president, and they overwhelmingly oppose impeaching him. They elected President Clinton. They still support him. We have no right to overturn the considered judgment of the American people.
Yeah, well, that's what Jerry Nadler said in 1989. He has a substantially different take today. To the phones we go. Our leadoff batter this afternoon is in Greer. That is Ron. Hi, Ron, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Bobby Mack, good to talk to you, my friend.
My pleasure, sir.
I knew Nancy Pelosi. Well, really, you know she's lying when she opens her mouth. But when she uttered the word undisputed facts, she should have been cut off at that moment.
Yeah, right. Undisputed by any of the Democrats, but yeah, heavily disputed by the American people.
Yes, sir. It behooves me how blind that half the population is that can support these people. It don't take a blind man to see what's going on there, that's for sure.
Well, this is merely, I think, in large measure, a product of the left having taken over the American public education system. You know, if you look at what's going on there, it should be unsurprising to us that they all are thoroughly indoctrinated in socialist Marxist agenda.
100%. I've had 3 kids in college, and I can tell you some of the things they tell me, I was sad even to pay for that stuff, if you want to know the truth.
Sure. Yeah, it felt like it was money just thrown away.
Yeah, sir. Keep up the good work. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate your taking time to join in today. In on the text line, Bob, the deal is the Russians bought Clinton and the Democrats. One day Putin will want to collect. Bobby, Nancy said she prays for Trump. Probably does. To Satan. Could it be? It's like Saturday Night Live, like the church lady. Could it be Satan? Well, maybe we misunderstood her. Maybe she wasn't saying she prays for Clinton. I beg your pardon. She prays for Trump. Maybe she meant she prays, P-R-E-Y-S. Maybe she meant she prays on Trump. Could be just a misunderstanding. Bobby, heard the show yesterday with Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network on you. I usually end up missing it, but I really appreciate your having him on yesterday, and I appreciate his text messages that allow me to quickly send letters to my legislators. I went home and sent him a donation of $25. Thank you. I know they greatly appreciate that. Bobby, since when do Democrats care about the Constitution? Give me a break. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. Oh, one of the Democrats was very upset over the Democrat choices of all the constitutional legal experts who testified yesterday. Wait until you hear why he was bent out of shape. Remember, Al Green is a guy who famously said, look, we can't beat Trump at the polls. We're going to have to impeach him. Be right back here on the Bobby Mac Show on Thursday.
Excellent.
Welcome back. So Joe Biden apparently was unprepared and unhappy when he really got a hard question for a change, where a guy stood up in Iowa today and said, now look, Joe, you're just too old, buddy. And not only that, you're engaged in bribery, threatening Ukraine to withhold $1 billion in aid unless the prosecutor who's coming after your kid gets fired. So Biden actually does that, and then the Democrats are now are trying to impeach Donald Trump for substantially less, for trying to investigate corruption in Ukraine. The corruption, by the way, that Biden was involved in. You got to love it. Meantime, there is a Texas Democrat Representative Al Green. No, not the singer. This is a different Al Green. A Texas congressman slamming his fellow Democrats after they had the impeachment hearings from the House Judiciary Committee yesterday. He was unhappy because, to quote him, not one person of color was called as an expert. Don't you love it when their own philosophy, their own ideology destroys themselves? Representative Al Green rebuked his colleagues in a speech on the House floor before the committee hearing began. Three legal scholars, a bunch of liberal loonies, testified at the request of Democrats in the hearings yesterday. Green said, I rise because I love my country. Boy, he and Pelosi and the rest of these Democrats, isn't it kind of sickening the way they talk about they love the country? Well, if they love the country, why are they trying to destroy the constitutional processes that our founders set up at its inception? I rise because I love my country, but I also rise today with heartfelt regrets. It hurts my heart, Mr. Speaker. Somebody was sitting in for Pelosi, I guess. I don't know. To see the Judiciary Committee hearing experts on the topic of impeachment, one of the seminal issues of this Congress, hearing experts and not one person of color among the experts. What subliminal message are we sending to the world when we have experts but not one person of color? Are we saying that there are no people of color who are experts on this topic of impeachment? I refuse to be ignored and taken for granted. I came here to represent the people who are ignored and taken for granted. Not one person of color among the constitutional scholars. It seems that there's a desire among some to have the output of people of color without input from the people of color. I rise to say this is not about Democrats. It's not about Republicans. It's about fairness. So their own various groups that feel insulted or attacked or whatever, Al Green rushes to their defense. Good for you, Al. That's good to know. Bobby, the president should not have just called Trudeau two-faced, but included that he is black-faced as well. Yeah. What, like 4 or 5 times Trudeau was dressed up in blackface? And then the loony libs in Canada reelected the guy as prime minister, premier, whatever the heck he is. Bobby, if Trump gets impeached by these stooges, he'll wear it as a badge of honor. I predict these progressive commiecrats will try to impeach him again in his second term. He'll be the first president impeached twice. And guess what? He'll still be in office. Hey, Bobby, why is it Nancy Pelosi doesn't claim to be a Catholic when she is always out there defending abortion? That's a good question. Now, Bob, here's a message for the Dems. As you sow, so shall you reap. Or as former President Obama's favorite preacher used to say, America's chickens are coming home to roost. Also went on the text line, Bobby Mack, you need to stop playing these old tapes of me when I was a little heftier. It seems that since I lost weight, my opinions have changed about impeachment. Trump is a bad orange man and must go. Also, Epstein did not kill himself. By the way, I hope Cankles is listening. I wouldn't want to have a bad accident tomorrow. Thanks a lot. Signed, your buddy, Jay Nadler. yeah. Bobby, what's the penalty for a coup to attempt to overthrow the government of the United States? Used to be hanging. Yes, we used to hang horse thieves, too. But these people are slightly below the level of horse thievery. Bobby, I hope I live long enough to witness the Trump Presidential Library. Better yet, wouldn't it be great if we could add Trump to Mount Rushmore? I can think of a couple of images that should be added up there. One would be Rinaldus Magnus, as Limbaugh calls him, Ronald Reagan, and the other would be Donald Trump. Bobby Nadler is still very fat. He just went from grotesquely obese to just obese. Jim in Easley. Bobby, WORD made me sad today. I heard the Pittman commercial you did with Tara, and I kept expecting to hear Russ chiming in. I still miss that old curmudgeon. You and me both. Oh, sorry. Did I say 1989 for Nadler? I meant to say 1998. Yeah, thank you. Correction. Got the last two juxtaposed. Bobby, I think everybody is missing what impeachment really is about. It's not about the president. Everyone knows they have nothing. It is about keeping the House. If they can't turn out their base because they didn't impeach, then they'll lose the House and lose huge, maybe even by a super majority. Ba-ba-bum. Is there anything else that I have not caught up with here on the text line? Bobby, is there somebody big in town this afternoon? At every traffic light on Augusta Road, all the way down to 85, police officers manning the signals. Inquiring minds want to know. Thank you, Bob. I'm not aware of it, but must be something going on there. Hey, Bob, where did an actual reporter come from all of a sudden? Well, Sinclair is a group of TV stations, and they take a more conservative bent than most, and James Rosen, I think he used to be at Fox, didn't he? Back when Fox actually was conservative. Yeah, Bobby, Pelosi's a real Catholic, all right. She lies, cheats, and steals Monday through Saturday, then goes and confesses her sins on Sunday, and she's back to work on Monday free and clear. Bobby, well, at least the Dems are more entertaining than the Gamecocks football team. Ooh. Ooh, that hurts. Bobby, I'm just waiting to see what the Democrats would do to Americans if they do get back into office and get their power back. They going to punish us as they're doing to Donald Trump? What do you think? Donald Trump is merely the visible target. We already know what Hillary and the rest of them think of traditional Americans who believe in conservative values. She thinks we're deplorables. Bobby Deval Patrick will be the Democrat nominee for president 2020. If he is, I will be very surprised. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. We go to the phones when I come back. And also, Congressman Jeff Duncan chimes in on today's statement by Pelosi, the foregone conclusion. What a surprise. They're going to come up with articles of impeachment. Better be careful what they ask for. Wait until this gets to the Senate. Be right back. Play that funky music, white boy. 3:51, 9 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Congressman Jeff Duncan reacting today to Speaker Pelosi's announcement that the House will proceed with articles of impeachment. Congressman Duncan issuing a statement that said it's astounding to watch Speaker Pelosi pretend Democrats have taken this process solemnly and seriously when it's been a predetermined outcome since January 2017. This has been, for a long time, a verdict looking for a crime. The facts remain on President Trump's side. If these supposed crimes are beyond a reasonable doubt, why do they need to bring in liberal law professors with a history of anti-Trump bias to discuss what exactly the crimes are? Democrats' quest to impeach the president over the Russia collusion hoax failed. The Mueller investigation only resulted in convictions of crimes unrelated to candidate Trump or President Trump. The Democrats' narrative crumbled after 22 months of investigating, 2,800 subpoenas issued, 500 witnesses interviewed, and over $25 million spent in tax money. So they had to move on to the next shiny object, Ukraine. The House Intelligence Committee's investigation, led by Chairman Adam Schiff in the Capitol basement, provided no material facts, just hearsay, conjecture, opinions differing from the president on foreign policy, and personal biases. This is a sham, and the American people know it. There is no evidence, and there is no case. All that exists is an enormous hatred for the man in the White House. The Democrats are setting a horrible precedent by attempting to impeach a president without evidence over disagreements in policies and personal dislike for the person holding the office of President of the United States. Four indisputable facts that will never change and are fatal to every Democrat allegation against the president. The July 25th phone call summary, the best evidence of the conversation, shows no conditionality or evidence of pressure. President Zelensky and President Trump have both said there was no pressure on the phone call. The Ukrainian government was not even aware of a hold on U.S. security assistance at the time of the July 25th call. President Trump met with President Zelensky and U.S. security assistance flowed to Ukraine in September 2019 without Ukraine investigating President Trump's political rivals. Regarding the predetermined outcome, the Washington Post published an article January 20th, 2017, at 12:19 in the afternoon, entitled, "The Campaign to Impeach President Trump Has Begun." This is right around the time of the president's inauguration. Previous quote from Speaker Pelosi, impeachment is so divisive to the country that unless there's something so compelling and overwhelming and bipartisan, I don't think we should go down that path because it divides the country. And, of course, I played you the audio of the nattering nabob Jerry Nadler from 1998 when he said, there must never be a narrowly voted impeachment or an impeachment substantially supported by one of our major political parties and largely opposed by the other. Such an impeachment would lack legitimacy. The only bipartisan vote on impeachment was against opening the inquiry. Jeff Duncan speaking out on this. In on the text line, Bobby, I hope Hillary runs and beats Trump just as she did last time. Bob, about Joe Biden losing it with a guy who was critical of him today in Iowa, I can only say...
it's a bunch of malarkey.
That's so much malarkey.
There you go. Bobby, Patriot Pelosi probably does pray for the president every day, prays that he would drop dead of a stroke. Bobby, the only prayer Nancy Pelosi has for the president is she prays he is out of office soon. Lord help us, nervous Nancy is praying to Satan, obviously, praying for the president, my rear end. Bobby, I've noticed again Pelosi slurring her words and speaking incoherently a lot lately. Should she be forced to step down as speaker? Well, who's going to remove her? The other Democrats? You know, Bobby, when she was asked the question by that Sinclair reporter, do you hate President Trump? All she had to do was say no. She's a human lightning rod. Bob, I have a question for Pelosi and the others. Exactly what part of the Constitution did Trump violate? Good question. Bobby, if Hillary wanted to jump into the race, is there a deadline she needs to do it by? Great show today, by the way. Thank you. Bobby, what's the cutoff age to be too old to vote? Is this a Democratic rule? By the way, Hillary could actually end up being the candidate right up to and including the convention. She could be drafted by acclamation or what have you at the Democrat National Convention. Hour number one is zipped on past. Hour two of the Bobby Mack Show is on the way next here on Thursday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.